know what you're talking about.
Who's he talking to?
Why are you talking to me?
How does he make his
voice? You don't have any idea what you're talking about.
That's what I'm talking about!
Talking is what we're talking about. Your classic hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberger. It's time for Jock Gibberish, and joining me in the studio is Kat. How are you this morning, Kat?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, I'm fine, and I'm glad I'm fine, because sadly, we are not feeling too jovial here in the studio this morning. We're still getting the latest, as we can get the information, from this horrific, I mean horrific, terrifying event in Las Vegas last night.
The worst in American history.
Absolutely devastating. Individual on the 32nd floor of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, I guess is their official title. But he had a view out his window at a crowd gathered for a concert.
Yeah.
And he had automatic weapons. And if you haven't heard this news story, we'll do our best to bring you up to speed. There are over 50 dead. There are hundreds injured, over 400 at the latest count.
Yeah.
Kat's just telling me the latest news reports indicate that there may be some traumatized people still hiding.
Yeah.
They're not even sure they've found all the survivors yet.
Yeah. People were hiding under bleachers, obviously, under cars. People are hiding under people that were deceased.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, we can only imagine what we would do. They said that every time you stood up to try to leave, the shooting would start again. That shooting lasted 10 to 15 minutes, Todd.
That's what's horrifying is that, yeah, it took time for it to sink in what was happening, took time to figure out where this individual was because they were not on the scene. Again, they're on the 32nd floor of a hotel.
Yeah, and apparently
firing down.
He had had this room since Thursday. They've identified him as a 64-year-old white male. Stephen Paddock is his name. And they say, okay, was he known to police? Was he known to FBI? Nope. He had a minor traffic citation years ago, and that's it.
Something snapped.
Now, there was a woman of interest. It wasn't clear if she was a roommate of his or what the deal was, but she was a woman of interest because he was using some of her ID. So she's been found in another country.
Yeah, I was just going to say, my understanding was she's been exonerated already. But
yeah, they say they still want to talk to her to see if she knew anything, and apparently that was going on. Right now, they are not even able to conduct the search warrant yet. The first thing that they're doing is clearing the room or the apartment, his apartment, of explosives. So once they clear that apartment of explosive, then they'll start the warrant for, you know, to search.
And if we didn't mention it, this individual is dead. Police did kill.
They're saying that they believe he shot himself.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
Well, he is no longer causing problems for anyone, so we don't have to worry about how his arrest is going to be handled or his prosecution. It's just horrifying in that also, of course, if you check any news media, you're going to hear recordings because people did start their phones going, and obviously he's using automatic weapons of some kind.
Yes, yes.
And so this adds a whole new wrinkle as to where he got them. Obviously, they're illegal. You cannot have fully automatic weapons legally in this country. I don't think anybody's so naive as to think that nobody has them.
Right.
It's just that this is the first kind of incident of this kind that I can think of.
Right.
That actually utilized them. There have been shootings that people use weapons with a high rate of fire.
Yeah.
Which is still different than an automatic weapon. An automatic weapon, you squeeze the trigger, it starts shooting. Yeah, it just keeps going. A high rate of fire just means you can squeeze the trigger very rapidly. And, you know, shoot round after round.
Well, and his hotel room was just full of weapons and ammunition. He had the long rifles. He had, you know, at least 8 guns. I'm hearing there were over 10 guns.
Good Lord.
Number of long rifles found in his room. Lots of ammunition. So he knew exactly what he was doing. This obviously wasn't a spur-of-the-moment thing. He lives there in Las Vegas, so he got this hotel room for a reason. It was a big country concert. 22,000 people or more were there.
Mm-hmm.
Jake Owen, country singer Jake Owen, was on the stage at the time. Jason Aldean was there. So some big names were there. And, you know, there's people there with their children. And I just, you know, what happens to an individual that sparks some kind of ridiculous thing in their head to do something like this to innocent people?
I'm not even going to speculate, because I would just say something wrong. But it is incredible that someone can get their head so full of dark thoughts that they could go through with something like this. Because you're right. Obviously, this is an individual who had it planned. It's no accident that he could see this concert crowd from his hotel room window.
That's
or
right.
his apartment window, however you want to describe it. It just boggles the imagination. And as we say, the numbers aren't in. You know, the total tallies haven't been recorded, because there's just too much to do. And so first responders are still on the scene and trying to figure out just exactly the extent of the damage. Of course, many of the people who were injured could very well die from their injuries.
You bet.
When you're firing at that rate, you're doing a lot of damage to a lot of people.
That's right. And they were, the injuries were just, you know, horrific. And the thing is, there was no stampede, and there were people helping people. So it kind of, we're in a totally different place this week than we were last week. Last week, we were talking about President Trump and his views on football players taking a knee during the anthem. And this week, we look at it and go, it's all for naught. Because in Las Vegas yesterday, we were all Americans. We were all humans. We were of one race, the human race, helping each other. And how amazing and beautiful is that?
Well said.
Thank you.
The only thing I can add to it is, you know, we have got to stop thinking that people are just blowing smoke. And I will say, just right here in Livingston County, if you know somebody who's constantly talking about, you know, the world owes me something and I'm going to make him pay, and I don't say that that's what this guy was thinking, but I mean, if you know somebody who is constantly in a dark place, it might not be a bad idea to say something to them and to somebody with some authority that maybe there's a problem here.
Try to help them. You know, it's not about turning people in so that they go to jail. It's about people getting help.
Yeah.
And that's a thing in this country. You know, mental health still is stigmatized. And so many people deal with just minor mental health issues. And, hey, I say if there's a pill for it, take it, baby.
Joe Vaughn joins us once a month from IHR right here in Pontiac, and perhaps we'll get his insights here in just a couple of weeks. Kat, thanks for sitting in on a grim day.
We
will do everything we can do to keep people informed on what's going on with the latest developments, but it's just a sad Monday.
It is.
All over the country.
It is. Happy to be here and to be safe.
I'm Todd Weinbrenner. She's Kat, and that's Jock Gibberish on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.